Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day, another great week, in fact, in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great week, because this is the week in which we will, God willing, get a verdict on the Derek Chauvin murder trial. He is also on trial for manslaughter. What is going to happen? They have concluded making their closing statements to the jury. It's about to go to the jury. Could the jury be out for several days, maybe even past this week? That's very unlikely. Most people who are watching the trial are fairly certain that the jury will come back with a verdict. The verdict almost surely will be guilty, but guilty of what? Third-degree murder, second-degree manslaughter. It makes a difference in terms of the level of sentencing. Does it really make a difference in terms of the level of rioting? Because the city of Minneapolis, the nation at large, are amazingly prepared, or at least dreading, fearful of all kinds of what people call civic unrest. This comes at a time when there's already what appears to be an upsurge in devastating mass shootings in Louisiana, in Wisconsin, in Austin, Texas, over the weekend, and this in addition to the horrible incident in Indianapolis, and before that in Boulder, Colorado, and before that in the Atlanta area. So what is going on? Are we really getting an upsurge in mass shootings? There's fascinating information about that, actually, and we will get to it. We will also get to a very courageous teacher who is risking not just his job, but his career to try to avoid brainwashing kids with critical race theory. And what does that mean exactly? We will get to that. And one simple test, we are told, by four leading moderates, people with very large followings and very credible backgrounds, one test that could actually unify America. What is that test? We will get to what the unum, meaning one, united, means. We will get to that also on a very busy day on the Medved Show. First of all, if anybody doubts that we face the prospect of more demonstrations, more unrest, and yes, more violence, looting, and divisiveness of this country based on race, then you should pay attention to Maxine Waters. The gentle lady from L.A. went further than ever before to identify, really, with a radical, what people might call an insurrection, right? Remember when Democrats, of course, were using that move to describe and condemn the truly evil attack on the Capitol building on January 6th, and I do think it was evil and inappropriate and outrageous. But here is Maxine Waters speaking to protesters, demonstrators, rioters. You can describe them how you will. She was in Brooklyn Center, Minnesota on Saturday night, and she said this to her enthusiastic backers. Listen.
And so, yes, I would like to see the bill in Congress pass on police reform, but I know that the right wing, the racists, are opposed to it, and I don't know what's going to happen to it, but I know this, we've got to stay in the street, and we've got to demand justice.
What should protesters do?
Well, we've got to stay on the street, and we've got to get more active, we've got to get more confrontational, we've got to make sure that they know that we need business.
Okay, we need to get more active, more confrontational. You don't think there's been enough confrontational tactics on the left? I mean, how many more cities does she want to see in a more confrontational America? Is that really what people voted for when they voted to return a Democratic majority to the House of Representatives in which she serves? More confrontation? More division? More craziness?
Well, we got to stay on the street, and we've got to get more active. We've got to get more confrontational.
And what is that going to achieve exactly? 1-800-955-1776. The prosecutor and the defense attorney, from their very different perspectives, both knowing the eyes of the world were on them, did a, a very capable jobs today. These are not speeches that will be remembered forever. They're not deathless. They're not immortal. We're not talking about Churchill or Lincoln. We are talking about some capable lawyering. Here is prosecutor Steve Schleicher during his closing arguments, arguing, of course, for the conviction of Derek Chauvin. This is clip 2A.
What the defendant did was not policing. What the defendant did was an assault. Second-degree murder, and you know, done in the laws of this state, if you commit a certain level of assault, a felony-level assault, and a person dies as a result of your assault, you're guilty of murder. It's as simple as that. And what the defendant did here was a straight-up felony assault. This was not policing. It was unnecessary. It was gratuitous. It was disproportionate. And he did it on purpose. No question. This was not an accident. He did not trip and fall and find himself upon George Floyd's knee and neck. He did what he did on purpose. And it killed George Floyd. That force for 9 minutes and 29 seconds, that killed George Floyd.
Okay, but then he went on, and I'm glad that he did this, to say some words in defense of police in general. This is the prosecutor, Steve Schleicher, in the Derek Chauvin trial, clip 2B.
Policing is a noble profession, and it is a profession. You met several Minneapolis police officers during this trial. You met them. They took the stand. They testified. Make no mistake, this is not a prosecution of the police. It is a prosecution of the defendant. And there's nothing worse for good police than a bad police who doesn't follow the rules, who doesn't follow procedure, who doesn't follow training, who ignores the policies of the department, the motto of the department, to protect with courage, to serve with compassion.
Okay, that is extraordinarily smart, and it's extraordinarily important. We were going to come back, and we will hear what the defense attorney, Eric Nelson, had to say in his closing statement. But look, this idea that it was no mistake, this is obviously the difference between what happened with George Floyd, and many, many, many differences. But one is it is hard to say that a decision to keep your knee on the neck for 9 minutes is a mistake. It's something he decided to do. It may have been a stupid decision. It was a stupid decision. What is really striking about this, however, is there was a word that the prosecutors didn't use in regards to Derek Chauvin. And I think that really is why the defense decided not to put Officer Chauvin on the stand and have him testify on his own behalf. What is the word that never came up? It is a word that, folks like Maxine Waters are obsessed with. We'll tell you what that word is. We'll also see what the defense has to say and what Bill Maher has to say in a truly epic closing monologue that's going to upset liberals. That and more coming up on The Medved Show.
The Michael Medved Show.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm excited to announce my new product, My Slippers. They took me over 2 years to develop because I didn't want just an ordinary slipper. My slippers are meant to be worn all day long, no matter what you're doing, whether you're inside or outside. My slippers come with an exclusive three-tier cushioning system that you won't find in any other slipper. It combines two layers of foam, including my proprietary My Pillow Foam, and a patented impact gel made from U.S. soybeans. My three-tier cushioning system is going to help relieve pressure points, provide that micro support you need for all day comfort and help prevent fatigue. Not only that, my slippers are made with high quality leather and a premium indoor outdoor sole that makes them extremely durable. I personally guarantee they're going to be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own.
Call 800-320-6280 or mypillow.com, promo code MedVet. That's 800-320-6280. Use the promo code MEDVED for these great radio specials. To put it simply, materialism is the attempt to prove that human beings are merely meat in motion, and that we have no free will, that we have no souls, that morality and religion are simply evolutionary artifacts programmed by nature for survival, and that our very thoughts and ideas can be fully explained by our brain chemistry. Darwin's theory of evolution made scientific atheism credible by offering a scientific explanation on how human beings could be generated through a blind process of random variation and natural selection. At discovery.org/Medved, you can get a free mini book. Free! Darwin's Three Big Ideas That Impacted Humanity. It explores how three key concepts from Darwin undermine morality, religion, medicine, the criminal justice system, and the value of human life. Get your free book at discovery.org/Medved. That's discovery.org/Medved.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
And we've got to get more active, we've got to get more confrontational, we've got to make sure that they know that we need business.
And on the Michael Medved Show, what's fascinating to me is the missing word during the Derek Chauvin trial. Now, look, I have not gone over the entire trial transcript. It is possible that this word came up. let me say, it was not a word that has been prominently featured in the prosecution, and one would have thought it would be. The word is racism. The word is anything having to do with racial motivation. And this is one of those things that is fascinating to me. Because for many people, particularly people on the left, it's just a given that George Floyd died because he was black. That if George Floyd had been a white guy, just a different complexion, that this never would have happened to him. The whole set of facts could have been the same, but if he had been white, he would have lived. That's what people like Maxine Waters have been arguing. That's what the mainstream media have been portraying forever and ever and ever, making this a racial case. Is it a case of horrible police malfeasance and a bad practice, as I think the prosecution was indicating? Yes. But did it become, during the trial, at any point, an issue of race or racism? Well, that was not part of the objective. And the reason is because the prosecutors, who seem to be competent, understand that not every American is persuaded or maybe even persuadable of something for which there is very little evidence. Is that these four officers, two of whom were non-white. One was an Asian. One identifies as black. And that's the one of the reasons they didn't try people together. Is you might have in your own mind that George Floyd, his whole life has been a victim of racism, and that basically he has been shaped by centuries of inequality and oppression. Okay, fine, you can make that case. That was not a case that was made, at least in the summary, by the prosecutors. The case that was made is that police do a good job. They're honorable people. We had a lot of police officers up here testifying, police officers from Minnesota, police officers from across the country, who testified as to what Derek Chauvin did, and not backing it up or excusing it in any way. The response from the defense team, defense attorney Eric Nelson, who has a tough job, let's face it, because of the nature of this case. He spoke about why criminal cases were like baking chocolate chip cookies. Honestly, I'm not sure this is such a great analogy to draw, especially because it seems to trivialize a really tragic, horrible, and brutal death, and an unnecessary death. And this is defense attorney Eric Nelson, clip 6A.
The criminal case is kind of like baking chocolate chip cookies. You have to have the necessary ingredients. You've got to have flour and sugar and butter and chocolate chips, whatever else goes into those chocolate chip cookies. If you have all of the ingredients, you can make chocolate chip cookies. But if you're missing any one single ingredient, you can't make chocolate chip cookies. It's a simple kind of analogy. But the criminal law works the same way. We say, we call the ingredients the elements. The state has the burden of proving each and every element beyond a reasonable doubt.
Okay. And the idea is you can make chocolate chip cookies if you don't have all the right ingredients. They just taste lousy. They don't work out. I think it's a foolish analogy, but he goes on and to talk about reasonable doubt and what it means in terms of space aliens. This is clip 6B. Listen.
Space aliens flew in, inhabited the body of Derek Chauvin, and caused this death. That's fancy. Beyond the reasonable doubt. It is the highest standard in the law. Doesn't mean beyond all possibility of doubt, because I suppose space aliens may have been inhabiting his body, but that's obviously fanciful and capricious. So these two standards, the presumption of innocence and proof beyond a reasonable doubt, work in concert with each other. You start with the proposition that Mr. Chauvin is innocent of these charges. The state has to advance substantial evidence to convince you that the only doubts that are remaining are unreasonable doubts.
And then he concludes this way, at least this part of the argument, clip 6C.
A reasonable police officer will take into consideration, again, his training, his experience, right? Lieutenant Mercer talked about, and many people talked about, many of the officers talked about how it is not uncommon for suspects to feign or pretend to have a medical emergency to avoid being arrested. Unfortunately, that is the reality. Nobody likes to get arrested, and reasonable police officers know that. How many times does someone, my heart hurts, or I'm having a medical emergency, insert whatever emergency, right? Simply because they don't want to go to jail.
Okay, this is, of course, I think a very serious tactical mistake. Because to even imply that it was a reasonable thought that George Floyd was faking a medical emergency when he was crying for his mother and he was saying he can't breathe for 9 full minutes, I don't think this is the best case that could be made for Derek Chauvin. And again, what's terrible here is that he is has charged with 3 different charges. It is hard to imagine that the jury will acquit him of all 3. But the fact is that people are being hyped up to such an extent is that we will have civic unrest almost no matter what. Will that civic unrest wait until the sentencing, which would come sometime after the verdict is announced? We'll find out, but there's a large crowd of Antifa activists, Black Lives Matter activists, who gathered far away in Boston. And I think they gave every indication that regardless of the verdict in this highly publicized trial, we're going to get some rough times ahead. And also, what is the true story on the upsurge in mass killings, allegedly? We'll be right back on the MedVet Show.
1-800-955-7.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Former President Trump is blasting President Biden for creating chaos at the border by not maintaining his immigration policies. Trump telling Fox News,
"It's a horrible situation. Could destroy our country. People are pouring in, but you'll see something as the months go by like you've never seen before. Already it's like you've never seen before. There's never been anything like what's happened at our border. And people are coming in by the tens of thousands. They're walking in. We had all he had to do was leave it alone."
Closing arguments continuing in the Derek Chauvin trial. The White House says they've been in touch with state and local officials about the aftermath of the trial. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki telling reporters on Monday they want to ensure there is a space for peaceful protests regardless of trial outcome. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Michael Medved Show. MichaelMedved.com.
And on the Michael Medved Show, with a lot of appropriate indignation about Maxine Waters on Saturday night, basically saying to people, we have to stay in the streets. Until what? Until the police are defunded and police forces are abolished? Well, there are indications that that is part of the demand of people who occupy the streets and people who believe in confrontational tactics. What are we going for? What needs to change? And this is one of those points that is so tremendously important to get straight. And we had Ian Rowe on the show. We had Eric Kaufman on the show, professor in Britain, who has taken a look at several public opinion studies, which he himself has authored in collaboration with the Manhattan Institute, that show that people believe stuff that simply isn't true. That the overwhelming majority of people on the left in America, and particularly people of color who are on the left, believe that there are more black males who die every year in confrontations with police than die in traffic accidents. Yes, people believe that. And, of course, the level of death in traffic accidents is 10 times, more than 10 times higher. And, again, when people believe stuff that isn't true, it leads to this. A large crowd of Black Lives Matter and Antifa activists gathered on the very beautiful campus of the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, MIT. And yesterday afternoon. And here is what they were demanding. Clip 3A.
We align ourselves with the demand of the Boston Unity March, calling for defunding, say it with me, defunding, demilitarization, disarmament, and disbandment of the police, and demand immediate dismantlement of all police departments in the greater Boston area, followed by the relic safety system.
Okay. Dismantling all of the police departments in the greater Boston area? Do you think that is a reasonable goal for which people should stay in the streets and on campuses and continue demonstrating? And then there was this added to that crowd of BLM Antifa activists. This is clip 3B from MIT.
And finally, we align ourselves with the assertions of the Combahee River Collective, realizing that the liberation of all oppressed peoples necessitates the destruction of the political economic systems of capitalism and imperialism, as well as patriarchy. Y'all don't leave that one out. That if black women were free, it would mean that everyone else would have to be free. Their freedom necessitates the destruction of all the systems of oppression.
Okay, capitalism, a system of oppression. And again, is this what we're talking about? The goal to which, is it a goal that Maxine Waters would favor? And part of what this involves is the ongoing controversy regarding our new UN ambassador, who is Linda Thomas-Greenfield, who basically, in one of her first speeches as UN ambassador, she spoke to Al Sharpton's National Action Network and talked all about how corrupt and racist and unjust her own country was. And she was asked a tough question about that yesterday on CBS. And it sounded like this with Ambassador Thomas Greenfield.
The Wall Street Journal editorial board called you the ambassador of Blame America First, saying it sounded like you were reciting Chinese propaganda about America and that you believe your job is to bring critical race theory to the world with a focus on criticizing your own country. To be clear, were you comparing bigotry in America to mass atrocities carried out against minorities around the world?
I was acknowledging what is a fact in the United States. Racism does exist in this country. And I think it was a powerful message. Imagine any other country doing that. Our country, the uniqueness of our country is that we can self-criticize and we can move forward.
Okay, she didn't say that in her speech. And you'll notice that she dodged the question because she obviously did compare America's racism, though she spent far more time on America's racism than, for instance, on the Chinese genocide against Uyghurs. And what's so difficult about this is not Maxine Waters. This is not a member of Congress. This is someone who has been assigned to a job, and the job is in the United Nations itself. In the world body, there's a great deal of anti-Americanism. Her job is to defend our country and its goals and its priorities. And how can the United States, in the UN, through the voice of Ambassador Thomas Greenfield, how can we possibly urge other countries, Myanmar or China, or any number of countries that are benighted Russia with the prosecution of Alexei Navalny and perhaps his imminent death which would, God forbid, 1,000 times. In any event, how can we stand up against that if our own ambassador is concentrating most of her attack on, first of all, her own personal suffering, and then secondly, on indicting America for a whole series of race crimes? There's also another indictment of America by a world leader, and this is the kind of thing to which you need someone who's able to respond. And by the way, there were people in the past who were able to respond brilliantly on this, and some of them were Democrats. And the Wall Street Journal makes the point that Jean Kirkpatrick was a Democrat who represented our country in the UN under President Reagan. Before that, Daniel Patrick Moynihan, who was a lifelong Democrat, was later a Democratic U.S. Senator afterward, defended America and America's allies in the UN very effectively. But one of the things that Linda Thomas-Greenfield is going to have to defend against is a new call by a very powerful world leader who is embattled at home, and he believes that it's his role now to demand that the United States criminalize blasphemy against Islam, and particularly that any attempt to insult the prophet should be treated criminally. Why? He points to many Western countries, not the United States, where it is a crime to deny the Holocaust. But no, he says that should be similarly a crime to in any way dishonor the Prophet Muhammad. Which a world leader says that? Well, world leader of one of the most positive, powerful Islamic countries there is. We will get to that. Also, an anti-riot bill signed by a governor who may be running for president. We'll get to that, too, coming up on The MedVet Show.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Med.
Many people own coins that have not performed as well as they had hoped they would, but markets change and you should get a new valuation. Maybe the coins have done better with current moves in precious metals, or maybe you want to do something else with that money. Let me tell you about my friend Nick Drovich. He's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. For over 40 years, Nick has built a reputation for trust, honesty, and his goal is to earn your business for life. He won't push you to sell, but when you're ready, he offers the best prices, trades, and consignment deals in America. Right now, Nick and the AmFed team are offering their exclusive coin performance review totally free. Yes, totally free with a no-pressure guarantee from Nick. Go online at AmericanFederal.com or call 800-221-7694. That's AmericanFederal.com and 800-221-7694. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. From Discovery Institute, a special free mini book offer for MedVed listeners. What did Charles Darwin's ideas mean for society at large? Do we have free will? Are human beings merely meat in motion? Ideas do have consequences, and Darwin's ideas made scientific atheism credible. Get the free mini book, Darwin's Three Big Ideas, at discovery.org/MedVed. That's discovery.org/MedVed.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer:
Excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular three-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
You can compare and contrast. Look at Seattle.
And on the Michael Medved Show, one of the things that is very, very different about America and other countries is we protect freedom of speech. That doesn't mean that there aren't things that you say that may be very, very inappropriate, particularly if you are a representative of the U.S. government, particularly if you're our U.N. ambassador. And again, when she was saying that she thought it was a powerful demonstration that America honors freedom of speech, for her to attack America in one of her first speeches as being UN ambassador, well, that might be true if she were speaking as a private citizen, but she's no longer a private citizen. When you're a UN ambassador and you're attacking the country, that's a powerful demonstration, not of how great our country is, but how badly confused we are and how screwed up about, basically, if you don't have your governmental representatives, particularly someone representing your country in the United Nations, who's going to highlight the best about America and not compare America to genocidal, mass murdering nations. If you don't have the UN ambassador pulling back from America attacks, then where are we exactly in terms of a message that we're trying to send to the populace in the name of our elected government? And all of this goes to this latest, and I'll tell you something, I'll let you in on a little sort of inside baseball secret here, is we have an actuality that we do from time to time called Islamic Looney Tunes. It's based upon the fact that there were actually deadly riots. There were hundreds of people who died in riots over some cartoons that were originally published in Denmark of the one of the newspapers in Denmark, of the Prophet Muhammad. And this was before the cartoons and Charlie Hebdo, the French magazine, which also created more riots and more murders. There were 13 Frenchmen who were murdered because of cartoons on Prophet Muhammad. And, okay, I thought, the actuality about Islamic Looney Tunes may have been funny at one point. It's not funny anymore. I'm sorry it's not. This is just too sad. Because one of our crucial allies in the Islamic world, and I believe it's the second largest Muslim population of any country is Pakistan. And the Prime Minister of Pakistan is Imran Khan, who is a former cricket star who is facing all kinds of unrest and death in his country because people on his right are demanding some kind of more militant response to what they consider to be disrespect of the Prophet Muhammad by France. Here is the story from Al Jazeera, okay? So this is sympathetic, obviously, to the Islamic point of view. Al Jazeera is paid for by the government of Qatar, one of the Gulf states. And they report, Pakistani Prime Minister Imran Khan has called for Muslim-majority countries to band together to force Western governments to criminalize the insulting of Islam's prophets as negotiations between his government and a far-right anti-blasphemy religious group continue. In a televised address to the nation from the capital, Islamabad, today, Prime Minister Khan said he would lead a campaign of Muslim-majority countries to convince Western countries on the issue of blasphemy against the Prophet Muhammad. We need to explain why this hurts us when, in the name of freedom of speech, they insult the honor of the Prophet, Khan said. When 50 Muslim countries will unite and say this, and say that if anything like this happens in any country, then we will launch a trade boycott on them and not buy their goods, that will have an effect. Khan likened the issue to that of the Holocaust. Okay, let that sink in for a moment. You have about 12 million people. You have 6 million Jews who were murdered in the Holocaust. And that's to be likened to the idea of some disrespect for Prophet Muhammad. Khan likened the issue to that of the Holocaust, saying the Western nations had understood that questioning the Holocaust hurt the sentiments of the Jewish community, and that it needed to treat the issue of insulting Islam's Prophet Muhammad in a similar manner. Look, the denying the Holocaust is a question of denying facts. It's denying something that happened within living memory. There are living witnesses, including former Nazis, who can tell you all about the Holocaust. Right now, the facts about the Prophet Muhammad are not so well established. Khan went on to address, while his government negotiated with far-right Tehreek al-Labaik Pakistan, TLP group, which held days of violent protests last week and abducted several police officers on Sunday as they continued their agitations on the basis of perceived blasphemy by the French President Emmanuel Macron. Since November, the TLP has demanded that Pakistan expel the French ambassador over comments by Macron where he defended a publication's right to republish caricatures of the Prophet Muhammad, an act considered blasphemous by some Muslims. Blasphemy is a sensitive subject in Pakistan where certain forms of crime can carry a mandatory death sentence. Since 1990, at least 78 people have been murdered in mob violence and targeted attacks related to blasphemy accusations, according to an Al Jazeera tally. 78 people, blasphemy charges in the 21st century, actually. We have transcended the 20th century. Okay, there's much more on this and why people believe what they believe and how they can hold on to things that simply aren't true. One of the things that simply isn't true is the idea of a cascading rate. And every day there's more and more and more evidence of police misbehavior and police killing innocent people and police particularly pursuing racist policies. Look, the truth of the matter is, by any measure, the Washington Post has gone to great effort to try to document the truth about police interventions. And what they have found is that in terms of interactions with various groups of people, yes, people of color are disproportionately impacted, but it's not anywhere near the majority. The biggest group of people who die in police custody or die in confrontations with police, particularly unarmed people, it's white people. And the disproportionate involvement of black people in some of these deaths has to do with deeper problems of disproportionate being victimized, disproportionately being victimized by crime, and also being involved as suspects and, in fact, perpetrators of crime. The other thing that everyone believes is because of all of this publicity and all of the horrible cases, and they just apprehended the former cop who killed three people in Austin, Texas, and there was a 12-year-old's birthday party outside New Orleans in Louisiana where three people were shot, and you have Kenosha, Wisconsin, where there was a tavern with a gunfight and a brawl and people dying. Why is all of this getting so much attention right now? And is it true that there is a huge upsurge in this kind of mass shooting, that we've never had anything like this before? We will get to that. We'll all get to why it is that Ron DeSantis seems to be the man of the hour for a lot of conservatives and Republicans. He just signed an anti-riot bill. And what the anti-riot bill does is basically making it a crime to creating tougher penalties for people who participate in violent protests and for people who destroy or demolish a memorial, plaque, flag, painting, sculpture, or other object. Conservatives love that idea. Should we? We will talk about that and much more in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.